What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 32, Slimming Down for the Kids, for October 10th, 2012. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to my little brother. I'm pretty sure he's not listening, but today is his birthday. So October 10th is my little brother's birthday, so happy birthday, Trent. Now, I am your host, Jeremy Jackson. With me today is...
Claudia.
Suced.
Justin.
Daisy.
Caitlin.
Priscilla.
And Leslie.
All right, so we got a couple of interesting things to talk about. I'll introduce our guest here in a minute. But yesterday at practice, we had one of our student trainers dislocate her kneecap, while handing out water. And so she is actually in this class, and she was supposed to be asking questions today, but she will not be, so somebody will be filling in for her. But I told her, I was laughing yesterday when I was taking care of her. I was like, you know, this is a great learning experience for you because you get to learn what it's like to have a real injury and have to do rehab and go to the doctor and say, you know what, these kids are going to be going through. So that's probably the first time we've had like an orthopedic injury as a student athletic trainer on the field. So, I mean, kids, you know, hurt themselves in car wrecks or whatever, but that was probably a first for me. So that was pretty cool. And then I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Amber Lowe. She works for, I believe it's Cole Orthopedic or something like that. She's a doctorate of physical therapy, and through DonorShoes.org, she donated some money to complete our project of getting a second webcam so that we can have multiple camera angles or better view from on the live stream. And so it's going to create more opportunities and more jobs for our students here in the class. So, again, Dr. Amber Lowe is the one who completed the project there, and she's also a personal friend of my beautiful wife's. And just, I know that Sarah's listening, so, Sarah, thanks for putting that on your Facebook, and I love you. All right, so.
I feel so lonely.
But today is, I called Mr. Justin last night. He's a good friend of mine, and my regularly scheduled guest, Shockstrip, it's a company that does padding for helmets. They're in the middle of a life changer transition. So I called Mr. Justin last night, and he said, you know, sure, what the heck, I'll go for it. So if stuff seems a little bit crazy, a little bit chaotic, or he seems a little unprepared, it's not his fault. I threw it on him last night.
Said it's because I am unprepared.
All right. Nah, and then would like to join the conversation, you can go to click on the Today's Meet button, which is on our website. Our website is www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training. There's lots of links over there on the left-hand side. So anytime you're listening to the live broadcast, click on that link, and you can join in. Because we are in the school, and they have certain features blocked, and the chat feature is one of them. All right. Without much further ado, Justin, how long have you been a fireman?
For about 3 years now. Four years. Yeah.
Three plus years in the Houston Fire Department. He's a firefighter, and he joined the force to fight fires and not to do the EMS stuff, but that's part of the job too. So I was like, oh, yeah, we'll talk about all the injuries. But he's like, I just like to get into the fires where it's melting my face mask, stuff like that. So quite adventurous. All right. Justin, if you will, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and how you became a fireman.
My background. I'm actually from up north. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I moved down here for school, which didn't really work out. Somebody informed me about the fire department. And I'm prior military, so being prior military, they like that in the fire department. So I applied and got in, and now I'm here. So the fire department, we work like a 24-hour shift on, 24 hours off, and then another 24-hour shift, and we have 5 days off. So pretty much the best you can do with schedule. So it's a great job.
I've talked to... I think it was on the last one or the one before I was talking about you. We were talking about being from down south. Oh, it was when I talked to the guy from Alabama. He was actually from Huntsville, Alabama. And he was saying, you know, down south. And I was like, whoa, 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 you know, Huntsville, Alabama, that's way up north considered Houston. And so then I was talking about you and your Mason-Dixon line story.
Yep,
so
below the Mason-Dixon line.
All right.
South.
All right. So, Doc is not going to be joining us. We're pretty busy in the training room. So, Claudia, is the man today.
Thanks.
Of course, there's always football, and they're unruly, so we have to excuse those.
What does the fireman's calendar raise money for?
The calendar raises money for the Houston Firefighters Burned and Crippled Children's Fund. It was a fund put together, I guess, about 20-plus years ago. One of the firefighters made a call where a girl got burnt in a car fire. She was trapped in the car, got burnt, and obviously we'll treat the patient, we'll transport them to the hospital, and that's it. After that, we turn them over to the hospital, and, you know, kind of game over for us. Well, this guy wanted to do more, so he decided to start a fund to be able to help children like that, and the main thing that supports the fund is the calendar. So we do a calendar every year, so that's what we do it for.
All right, so you decided that you wanted to be part of this calendar, but to do that, you kind of had to change, I guess, your habits, your diet, your exercise, and all that stuff. I knew you before the calendar, and I don't think that you were unhealthy before, but there's definitely been a change since then. And so we got several of the kids. Pretty much, I think I don't have any more questions. I just might throw in some comments until the very end. And so, also, if y'all have any questions for him about, you know, the burned, I'm talking about students here, about the burned children's fund, about the calendar, about being a fireman, about the diet, the exercise, that kind of stuff, and it's not on the screen. That's the reason we do this, is so that you guys can ask questions of people. So feel free to throw in your own question at any time. Ready?
How much weight have you dropped?
Well, like Jeremy said earlier, I was never really unhealthy. So, like, I didn't really drop crazy weight. I probably, like, 25 pounds or so. The calendar, they want you to get lean, so got to have abs, so you got to get in shape. So that was my main goal, to just get lean.
All right, and then, like I said, there was an obvious difference in the body composition before and after, but still pretty muscular dude, so... All right, the next question is meant for our student that has the dislocated kneecap. All right, so Kaylin's volunteered. She's going to ask away.
What activities have you done so far to help the burn kids?
One of the first events we did this summer, it's called Camp Janus. It's a camp that we sponsor to put on for some of the victims. It's up north side of Houston, and... we went out there and helped out. We do like a book day where we donate money so they can all go in and get books. And then we did a water day. We just had just different events, water fights and stuff like that. We got to hang out with the kids, kind of get to know them. And it was cool to get to see what we're actually doing it for, you know, to help out the kids. So actually, that was this summer. And then we do events throughout the year. But I think Christmas Eve, we go down to Shriners Hospital. We take them gifts. We hand out gifts to a bunch of the kids that have been affected by fire. So,
Camp Janus, is that that's not like a home for burn victims, right?
No. It's like a weekend camp they put on every year, and we'll try and go up one or two days of the camp and just get involved and help out. So,
all right. So, what did y'all do when y'all were there? What did you specifically do at Camp Janus?
We just got to know the kids, really. We kind of got in there, introduced ourselves. At first, it was kind of, you know, awkward, like, what are these guys doing trying to talk to us? But eventually, throughout the day, we kind of built little friendships and relationships and got to know them a little bit. And by the end, we're, you know, water fights in the pool, playing basketball, all that kind of stuff. So it was basically for us to kind of see what we do it for and help out and just get to know some of the kids.
All right, so some of these kids are disfigured pretty severely. Was that kind of tough for you to see, to deal with?
I mean, at first, obviously, when you look at someone, it kind of throws you. I mean, but those kids don't let it affect them at all. I mean, they're just, like I said, it doesn't affect them at all. Once you get to know them, it's just like any other little kid, just playing basketball, playing sports, running around with them, talking to them. So it's about the kids, you know. They don't let it affect them, so you don't let it affect you.
Describe your typical weekly exercise schedule before the event.
Before the event would be, before the calendar would be, I probably worked out like 4 days a week, something like that. Mostly just weights. That was about it.
All right, what about like, so pretty much no cardio, no?
No, I didn't really care about cardio. I hate running and all that stuff, so I would just go lift weights. It's like I just want to get big, you know? So all I would do is lift weights. I didn't really do.
I know you'd come up here and we'd play basketball some.
Yeah, well, that was the about extent. It. Yeah, that would probably be the extent.
Yeah, that's probably the extent of my cardio exercise, too. So.
Tell us about your old eating habits.
My old eating habits. I pretty much just ate whatever I wanted. Lots of Taco Bell, lots of pizza, chicken, fried Chick-fil-A, all that stuff. Like, I just ate whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And I was never, like, super out of shape. I just worked out a lot, and I ate a lot of bad food. Drank, too. I mean, drank, like, soda and sugary drinks. I drank a lot of iced tea and stuff like that.
So. What's your favorite iced tea?
Turkey Hill iced tea. Look it up. If you don't know about it, look it up.
What did you say?
Turkey Hill. Turkey Hill.
Yes, they carry it at Kroger.
Sell it at Kroger, yeah. It comes from my hometown.
Yeah, so I've had lunch with Justin quite a few times, and he always has Turkey Hill at his house. It's a, like I said, they sell it in Kroger, and it just reminds him of his hometown.
I used to. In my old eating habits, there was a lot of sugary drinks, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, well. So, yes, I've had Turkey Hill quite a few times from up north. All right.
Talk about your sleeping patterns before you became, like, before you were focused on the goal.
Sleep patterns, I would just hang out, probably stay up late watching TV, doing whatever till, I don't know, 11, 12 at night. And then, because I knew I'd be off the next day, so I'd stay up as late as I wanted. And then I'd probably get up probably like 10 o'clock or something, 10:30, 11, and just do my thing, go to the gym and do whatever. So I'm not the greatest of sleeping patterns.
All right, and then, you know, that's kind of setting up for a question later, but did you at that point ever feel that there was anything wrong with, you know, going to bed at 1 or 2 or 3 or, like, any random time whenever you just kind of felt tired?
Not really. No, I mean, I felt like sometimes kind of a waste of your day, but, I mean, my day was just different. I got up later, stayed up later, so... Not really. It didn't seem unhealthy or anything.
All right.
When you were preparing for the calendar, what did your eating habits look like?
When I was preparing for the calendar, I just got a lot more strict. Like, I obviously, another thing with the sleeping patterns, I would get up earlier, like 7 or 8, and that would be my first meal. I would eat, like, egg whites, oatmeal, a little bit of peanut butter. And then go to the gym and just continue my meal. I try to eat every 3 hours or 4 hours and just smaller meals. So I cut out all the fast food. I cut out all the Turkey Hill iced tea. I cut out the soda, all that stuff. I just drink water. And then eating lots more vegetables and fruit and lean meats like chicken, turkey, stuff like that. So my diet was like straight 180. I had to eat a lot better.
All right, so can you, I guess that's really, all right, Suzette's got something.
What was the hardest food to give up?
Oh, man. This was the drinking the Turkey Hill iced tea. I had to switch to just water. That was the hardest. The hardest food, the thing I miss most, probably pizza. I'm always seeing those pizza commercials. Man, I just want to call right there, order a pizza, but... Got to be disciplined.
How did your exercise schedule look during preparation?
Exercise, I stayed working out 4 or 5 days a week, same amount. I just obviously went earlier, and I added more cardio. I'd probably do like 10 or 15 minutes of cardio before and after lifting. So just more cardio to burn more calories and burn more fat. I wasn't like killing it running 10, 20 miles. I was just doing, I just get on the elliptical because aerobic and, you know, fat burning are two different things. You don't want to, like, I would just get on the elliptical for like 10 minutes, watch my heart rate, and keep it moderate. I never went crazy with it. Never was, I need to go run a marathon. I just about slowly but surely burning calories. So that's how it changed.
All right, so can you give us some details about your meal? You said you ate about every 3 hours. But what did you just say, a typical day for breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack, or whatever, however it went, like what was the most common thing you ate during those times where you're pretty much dropping 25 pounds just because you were changing your diet?
Well, breakfast I went over, just egg whites and oatmeal. My next three or four meals throughout the day would be, I'd eat like a half of a sweet potato for some carbs. I'd eat a can of tuna and some asparagus or some broccoli, something like that. I would snack on like mixed nuts, something like that, or maybe an apple, some apple with some peanut butter on it. And then throughout the, it was like 3 months or so that I did all this. Throughout that, I switched between, you know, vegetables and fruits, get bell peppers or avocados or tuna. I went to ground turkey. I made turkey burgers, chicken breast. Just got to switch it up. Cheerios. But I also tried to, excuse me, I tried to cut the carbs like after lunch because, I mean, that's when I would stop burning carbs, is around lunchtime, midday. So after that, I would just do the vegetables and the meat. So it's kind of some of what I ate.
Gotcha. All right, so there's just a typical daily diet.
Do you feel healthier now that you're eating better?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel healthier. I mean, I think everybody knows how they feel when they eat like a huge cheeseburger or half a pizza. You kind of just feel like a slob. Want to sit around on the couch, kind of bleh, take a nap. So, I mean, with cutting that stuff from your diet, you don't really have that, obviously. Eating a lot more fruit and vegetables, I have more energy. I'd say I sleep better and, you know, get a better workout in, too. So, yes, I definitely feel healthier.
Do you think that anything else contributed to that? Like you said, you're sleeping better. Do you think, like, going to sleep at a certain time helps you sleep better? Or do you think it's the fact that you're, you know, because they talk about, you know, you put good fuel in, you get good results out. If you put garbage in, you get garbage out. Do you think that the food was the biggest difference maker?
I think so. I mean, obviously my sleeping routine changed, and like I would go to bed probably 9-10 o'clock and get a full 8 hours versus kind of whenever 10 plus whatever I got up. So I mean, that changed it. But I think the food was the main thing. Probably the exercise, too. More cardio obviously makes you feel better throughout the day. So that was a combination.
How has your diet and workout plan changed now that the photo shoot is over?
Now that the photo shoot's over, I mean, I'm still maintaining because we do different events and people want to see the calendar and look at you and it looks like the same thing. So I actually have to stay in shape. So not much has changed. I mean, I'll cheat now and then when the Texans play. When the Steelers play, I'll have a pizza, order some pizza or wings, you know, but I don't every day, you know, cheat. So it's just more about picking those days when, all right, I'm going to be a little unhealthy today. I'm going to drink some iced tea today. So you just got to keep it.
So on this, can you define what is your idea of cheating or eating bad food?
Oh, my idea of cheating or eating bad food? I mean, when I was actually strictly eating, my cheating was like, I had a bowl of Cheerios. Like, that was cheating. But like now, cheating is, I'm going to Taco Bell and I'm getting several things off the menu. And, or Pizza Hut or whatever. So, I mean, but like, I don't make it like a month of cheating, like it was a day of cheating, you know, or a meal of cheating. It's not like keeping it rolling in, you know. I got to get it, rein it back in, get it back in, stay disciplined, so.
All right, so basically what you're saying is what your day of cheating, what, like maybe one day a week, is about a normal average person's meal per day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably. Like, if I would do a cheat day, I would probably eat at the station where breakfast is, like, bacon, eggs, you know, they make salsa every morning, some salsa, chips, all that for breakfast, some tots, a biscuit. Oh, I love biscuits. And then whatever lunch, order a sandwich from Jimmy John's. And then whatever we make for dinner, chicken parm, whatever, fish tacos. So, I mean, it's normal food, but that's definitely a cheat day.
All right, so what about, like, around Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, the holidays, everybody tends to eat bad.
Yeah.
And I know that you actually went home to spend time with your family. How did you avoid having a week full of, or, you know, a week full of turkey and stuffing and dressing and all that stuff?
I think, I don't remember what holidays I went home for when I was dieting, but, like, we would do a lot of eating out and stuff, and I would just try and order the healthiest thing. I'm not going to bring, you know, a can of tuna along. So, I mean, you just try and do the best you can, the chicken, grilled chicken salad or something like that, and just whatever. But with the meals, these holidays, I'm going home, I'm going to obviously eat unhealthy, but it's not going to be like a solid 2 weeks of it. And another thing, I'm going to try and include more vegetables, you know, in the diet versus like stuffing, turkey, mashed potatoes, bam.
So what if I eat the sweet potatoes with the brown sugar and marshmallow on top? You think that counts as a vegetable?
I think that is too sugary. No. Yeah.
What if it has pecans on top of that?
No.
Still no?
You're reaching.
All right.
I'm so hungry.
I'm getting hungry too, yeah.
All right. All right, so we got another question in here. We need a volunteer. I didn't put a name on it. All right, Claudia's got it.
Would you recommend this type of diet to other people?
I mean, if people want to get in shape, you know, absolutely, or get leaner, I recommend it all the time. Like, people at the station, all the guys at first were dogging me for it, and then they saw I was starting to get in better shape, and like, oh, what are you eating? What are you doing? And I was like, I just recommend eating every 3 or 4 hours and small meals, because that keeps your metabolism burning, which keeps you burning calories all throughout the day. So even if you're not eating the best of food, if you're controlling your portions and you're, you know, eating throughout the whole day and then cutting it off like 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed, I mean, you'll get leaner. If that's your goal. If that's not your goal, then yeah.
People think I'm weird because I eat like every 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And well, I eat a little bit, and that's how I get skinny.
But are you eating, like, potato chips every
I just eat anything.
Anything. I think anything every couple hours is still better than 3 giant meals. Because, like,
yeah,
if you eat a big breakfast, and then that's at, what, 7 or whatever, and then you wait 5 hours till noon, you're starving.
Yeah.
And you're going to just eat another huge meal. And your body, from what I've learned, I'm obviously not an expert. You guys probably had real dietitians on the show, but from what I've learned, what my body has done is, like, if you eat every 5 hours like that, you kind of go into starvation mode and you store all those calories, versus every couple hours, you know, you're eating, your body's burning it, and you're just maintaining, you know.
Yeah.
So I promote that. I recommend that to people all the time.
Just because I eat every 3 hours, people tell me that I eat a lot, but it's
haters.
Not like that.
Haters, they don't know.
I lost a lot of weight like that. I used to weigh more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it works. It works.
How have your friends and family respond to you being in a calendar?
They're cool. They're proud of it. I mean, they know it's for a good cause, so they have responded well. I get a little bit of grief now and then, but it's whatever. It's for the kids.
I know recently, just because you're my friend, you told me that y'all had some, like, annual physicals or something like that at the station, and y'all had blood tests done, right? So they tested, like, the cholesterol and all the, you know, all the good and bad stuff in your blood. How did your results compare to the average fireman there?
It wasn't fire department wide. It was just some random study. I'm not sure who came in and did it. I don't remember. Actually, it's on my shirt. They came in and gave us t-shirts. And they drew blood. They did our like body fat percentage. They took our height, weight, asked us a bunch of questions. And it was perfect because like, I had just been dieting for like the 2 months before that. So like I was like, all right, let's do this, you know. Everybody else was making fun of me because they knew my numbers were going to be on point. And they were. I mean, my, you know, your LDLs, HDLs, I forget which is good and bad.
HDL
my cholesterol
is good. High density, yeah.
It was good. My triglycerides were low. I mean, all the numbers were where they were supposed to be. My body fat percentage was really low. Like, and some of these guys were like, you know, 20 or so pounds away from being obese, you know? So it was like, bleh. So my numbers were good. I mean, it was perfect timing for me. And it was kind of a motivator, too, because when you work so hard and then you see the results on paper, it's kind of like, all right, it was worth it, you know? It's not just about looking or feeling better, but, like, your health, obviously. Mm-hmm. Long-term benefits, you know what I mean?
So after that, do you feel that any changes were implemented at the station as far as diet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely... Seeing the numbers like that is kind of eye-opener, so we definitely try and eat a little better. When I cook, I try and do, you know, grilled chicken or something like that. Or if I make meatball sandwiches, I'll use turkey meatball sandwiches. You know, I'll try and throw some extra vegetables in, whatever we're cooking. So, I mean, yeah, we definitely try to straighten up the diet because, actually, they're coming back. That was probably 4 or 5 months ago. They're supposed to come back, I think, in 6 to 9 months to kind of see, you know, did anything change? Are we just the same slobs? So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
So on that same note, for firemen, I mean, obviously you're walking up flights of stairs or carrying heavy hoses and stuff like that. Is there physical fitness requirements, like minimum standards?
Yeah. Initially, the academy, you have to, I mean, there's a run, a mile and a half, I think, in like, I don't know, 11 minutes or 12 minutes, something like that. And initially, to get into the academy, there's a physical test that consists of running stairs, flights of stairs with a length of hose, pulling a ladder. We have to do a balance beam. We have to drag like a 200-pound dummy, I think like 100 feet or something like that. So there's definitely physical requirements for getting into the fire department, yeah.
And then continue.
You have to be in shape.
Like, now that you've been in 3 years, is there a continued, like you have to
currently
once
no.
a year?
Currently, there's no continuation as far as physical. But I mean, I don't know. I just look at myself and look at other firefighters, and it's like, could I expect that guy to be able to pull me out of a fire, you know? So that kind of motivates me to stay in shape. Because I don't want, you know, some out-of-shape dude fighting fire with me if I go down or hurt myself, and then he's huffing and puffing and can't help me, you know. So it kind of motivates you to stay in shape, stay healthy. So I'm going to be able to, you know, help my brother out, whatever.
All right, yeah, because me as athletic trainer, I think my physical job requirements would be lifting a water cooler and then running about 30 yards, you know, once a week or so. Because if somebody gets hurt on the football field at the varsity football game or JV football game, then I have to run out there. But that's like 30 yards, and it's usually a jog. It's not like a dead sprint. So I don't think the physical requirements on my job are nearly as demanding, and there's certainly no physical required for my job. So, but it is a good idea to stay healthy because I don't want to have a heart attack running out to take care of somebody's So, all right, as far as friends and family, you said they've all received it well?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on board. They're down.
So you think that you sold a whole lot of calendars to your people?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't promote it. I don't, hey, what's up? I'm in the calendar. Like, I don't sell myself. But like I said, we do events. We go around and people see and recognize, and like I said before, it's for the kids. So,
you have any idea how many calendars are sold, or how much money it raises each year?
I don't know yearly. I know since the calendar started, it's raised, I believe, a little over $2 million. And yeah, obviously it benefits the fund. We work with Memorial Hermann Children's, I believe. We work with the Shriners, and you know, we work with a couple different Camp Janus, obviously, a couple different beneficiaries that we donate to. But I don't know numbers yearly.
Okay.
Can you summarize the changes you made and the results you have gotten?
Summarize changes. I mean, change is huge, obviously, was my diet and kind of workout routine, which we went over. The results is just a lot healthier. I feel a lot better about myself. I'm a lot more aware of what I eat now. And, I mean, you look at pizza or tacos, whatever, Taco Bell, and then like an apple, and just, I don't know, I'm just a lot more aware of what I'm putting into my body. So the results are obviously physical, but also, you know, mental too, as far as taking care of myself a little bit better. So that's it.
I was looking at the camera, because usually, all right, in my house we have a projector for our TV. And I have the computer hooked up to the projector. So if my beautiful wife is listening to the broadcast right now, which I'm pretty sure she is, then usually what happens is she'll turn the TV on so that Jonah, which is my son, can see Daddy while I'm doing this. But the webcam is behind me, so if he's watching this, then all he sees is the back of my head. So Jonah Bear, if you're listening, buddy, I just turned around to wave to you. All right. So just because, you know, that way he can see me during the day. Because I left at 6 o'clock this morning, and he was still asleep. All right. So if someone wants to find out about the calendar or how to make a donation.
As far as the calendar, the site is www.HoustonBurnChildrensFund.com. You can go on there and buy them. They'll send them to you. I mean, we have a Facebook. It's Houston Firefighter Calendar. I think if you do that in your Facebook search or whatever, it'll come up. And they list all the events on there as far as what we do, where we're going to be. We're doing Firefest, I think, in a week or two. It's at the Fire Academy. We go out there. It's kind of a way for the community to meet the fire department. And we have a booth out there. We sell calendars and sign calendars and all that stuff. But, yeah, if you're interested, if you want to get one, that's where you can go.
All right, so I think I have one more question. Do you think that, given an opportunity, you would do this again?
It's too soon to tell.
Too soon to tell?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to stay in shape and maintain, you know, as far as physically, so who knows?
Okay. All right, and then if you would like to get a calendar, again, that's HoustonBurnChildrensFund.com, or you could probably type in Houston Fireman Calendar on Google or something like that. Or if you're on Facebook, you could look for the Houston Fireman's Calendar, and it'll probably come up pretty quick. And then the calendars are, you said, $20?
Yeah.
And then if you go to one of the events, you can get them signed by some of the guys there that are changing their bodies so that they can help burned kids. So they're, you know, raising awareness, raising money for children that get burned in fires, car fires, home fires, or whatever. You know, a lot of times it's not even anything their fault. And so Justin's given up his time in doing all this effort so they can help with those kids kind of improving their life. And then at the same time, he gets to go spend and invest that time in their lives by playing with them at Camp Janus or some of the other things that he does. So.
Do you feel that it was worth giving up pumpkin cheesecake for a few months?
Yes, yes. It was worth it. It was hard, but it was worth it. I'm going to capitalize. It's almost Thanksgiving, so excellent question. I'm going to capitalize. I'm going to have some pumpkin cheesecake, hopefully, if someone makes me some.
So you're going to plan on a fire at the Cheesecake Factory in the next few weeks?
No. We don't plan on fires.
Is there any other thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for doing this, asking the questions, and interviewing everything. And I'd like to thank you for letting me kind of promote the calendar and inform y'all about the calendar, what it's for. People see the calendar and they're just like, what to do with shirts off. They don't really know what it's for. We do it for a purpose, for the kids that have been burned, you know. So that's kind of the thought I want to leave with you, just to be aware about what it's all about and what the money goes to.
And all right, so you. I'll put the link to the Houston Burned Children's Fund up on our website. That way you can click link right to that. And again, I definitely want to thank Justin for stepping in. Again, it was like 9:30 last night when I called him. And, hey, dude, I got a favor to ask. And so he said, ah, sure, I'll go for it. And then today or tomorrow you have a deal on the radio?
Possibly tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. I forget what station we're going to.
He's gonna be on.
We're all over. We did some on some stations. I was on Great Day Houston a couple weeks ago. We're just trying to put the word out there. We're on several of the news channels this week. So, but yeah, tomorrow morning possibly.
All right. So, just to kind of to wrap up, to summarize this, you know, hopefully we've done two things. One is promoted the heart of the Houston Fireman's Calendar, which is to benefit the Houston Burn Children's Fund, and then also to see, you know, real life results of just eating healthy. Like you said, he didn't do anything extreme as far as exercising. He didn't start running marathons, anything like that. He just made better decisions every day. So it was over the course of about 2 months, you said?
Probably 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months that just, you know, small victories every day that allowed him to drop 25 pounds of really just fat. I mean, like, I know the guy pretty well. We've been swimming and stuff like that, and he's a pretty muscular guy. Obviously, he's in the calendar. He was, you know, one of the few chosen. And so just making small victories every day makes a big difference in your weight, and then that there benefits how you sleep, how you feel about yourself, and everything like that in general. So hopefully we've accomplished those two things and then also had a successful podcast on the fly. All right, so I got a couple things for about our sponsors. Any of y'all have any final questions? Final questions? No? All right. So there's people that support us. I already gave the shout-out to Dr. Amber Lowe, but Kia Motors USA and Chevron also donated to the project on Donors Choose that helped support us. And then, Pasadena ISD as always, the grants, all this stuff. And then I just went up there to the media department, and we ripped some videos and stuff like that for what we're doing. And even our own broadcasting department here is working with me on getting some other stuff. So just by talking to people and asking for help, I get lots of different help. Memorial Hermann, Justin talked about them with the Burn Kids Fund also, but they do a lot to support us here at the school. Words of wisdom, I'll go with Justin's kind of sum it up, is small victories every day on your diet. So making just a little bit better choice every day over the course of 3 months makes a huge difference. So it's not about killing yourself or only eating one specific thing or whatever every day, but small victories every day add up in the end. All right, so if you want to contact us, you can check out our website at www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. And on there are the links to everything, the Ustream, the Justin TV, the Today's Meet, Facebook, Donors Choose, any of that stuff is on there. The podcast, basically CPR videos, it's all on there. And then almost every Wednesday we have a podcast. Next Wednesday we won't, because we have campus-wide PSAT testing. And so I'll be administering the test or, I don't know, walking kids to the restroom or something like that. And so we can't be doing the podcast because we'll be in the testing. But most every other week that we can, we'll be doing it about 10:15 every time.
Follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med. Google Plus is PHS Athletic Training. Or Facebook us on facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training. The office phone is 713-740-0310, extension 01312.
And again, if you want to download the app, PHS Athletic Training on Android only. So for Jeremy,
Claudia, Susan,
Justin,
Daisy,
Kevin,
Priscilla,
Leslie,
and the rest of the sports medicine class, that's a wrap.